both myself and my colleagues over the years have been raising issues on the Ballybuffet to Lifford Road. But particularly at the schoolie there, you have a crossroads there, and you have a hall and a school on one side of the road. You have a church graveyard, a housing estate, and a shop on the other side of the road. And as I say, it's a crossroads. So you have people trying to cross the road regularly, both during the daytime and evenings and at weekends. And obviously, you have quite a bit of vehicle, agriculture, slow-moving vehicles trying to cross there as well. But the speed on the main N15 to Ballybuffet to Lifford is far too fast within the schoolie. Some years ago, the council and the TAI carried out roadworks there, and they actually put wires and onto the ground with the prospect of perhaps putting in a pelican or a pedestrian crossing there. But what they said at the time was that they would need to get the speed down to below 50 kilometres an hour. So after they carried out some minor traffic jamming and resurfacing work there, and they carried out speed checks then, but in fact then the speed actually has increased because of the better surface in the road and the better alignment. The traffic has actually speeded up. So all they got since was one speed sign that faces the traffic. It tells you what speed you're doing. But unfortunately it's not working. And obviously there a couple of weeks ago we had another accident there. And it's quite regular to have near accidents there, people trying and breaking in the middle of the road and that type of thing. And local residents tell you here the screeches of vehicles trying to brake there at short notice all the time. So really, like, what has happened so far is tokenism. And it's the only location that I would be aware of anywhere in the county, or even if you go from here to Dublin, the traffic is just allowed to just carry and do whatever speed they like. You know, it's just, there's not even one of the speed detector vans there. So, like, something needs to be done. And residents and local people, the local wider community, farming community and everybody else are very, very concerned, because they feel that it's only a matter of time before somebody will get killed or badly injured. And as I say, there were two people taken to hospital there a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, it's a matter of concern, and it's time the TAI and the County Council done something about it.